Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. Thanks to Steve Merrill for stepping up and in level one. We didn't even get to the National Football League, and it's rare that I pull the trigger early in the week with National Football League games, but we did just that when it comes to these Thanksgiving affairs. I was expecting the numbers to move, yet they really haven't. Including the Dallas Cowboys. George Kurtz is going to step up and in and throw it down with us as the Dallas Cowboys are 2.5-point favorites. The same 2.5 points that the UCLA Bruins are laying against San Diego State. That number was 3.5, came down to 2.5. Merrill seeing some threes out there. I think the UCLA Bruins are a strong play in this basketball game. You're going to hear a lot of people tell you, you got to be careful early in the season, and it's true. But what you have to know early in the season is who has experience. All right. College basketball is all about experience, and freshman players can be studs by the time the tournament comes and they say, you're not a rookie anymore. You're not a freshman anymore by the time you get to the tournament. So there'll be a lot of basketball teams, guys. They're going to have young teams early in the season. They might struggle. All right. They might stumble out of the gate, you know, like a Michigan State, but you know, Michigan State will be good when it's all said and done, but you're going to want to take a look at some of the powers, all right, that are returning starters. The UCLA Bruins are freaking stacked, a loaded basketball team. We throw it down with George Kurtz. We'll get into the NFL with Colonel Kurtz. Now, Kurtz should be an adventure because it's always like, listen, it's an adventure with Kurtz when everything is working perfectly. And, you know, as we know, it's, you know, it's, we've got like a 500 batting average, which in baseball is good, but. And I understand we're taking calls tonight as well. Angry Kevin in Chicago is already ready to go. Let's roll. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage it up.
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
My name's Bobby and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby. Hi.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Late Night Anger Management Class. I'm Morenci. Level two as we throw it down. George Kurtz ready to step up and in here this evening. And I see that the Memphis Grizzlies have a new classic edition uniform for the upcoming season. It is basically the Vancouver Grizzly uniform. And nothing pisses me off more than nothing is more upsetting than these teams that they steal teams from cities, yet they continuously use their damn jerseys after the fact. It's like, hey, Memphis, how about you come up with your own jersey as opposed to ripping off the jersey from the team, from the city that you stole the team from in the first place? Let's bring George Kurtz in right now. And if we can, I don't know. It's like we're talking like on walkie-talkies here or something. Whatever that static is, can we get the hell rid of it? George Kurtz, what's up, George?
Good evening, Gabe, or good morning, whichever one works for you.
I believe the style, I think it's on you, Kurtz. Like, it is. I'm wondering. Yeah, if we can. How you doing, George?
I'm good.
Thanks for joining. So, George, if you and Yank can hook up and get on another line or another something, because, yeah, this is like, it's like a walkie-talkie, bro. It's like, when you come on. Like, we can't. Yes, please, if you can. Even flow, man. Serenity now. I think we're asking too much to have guests and callers. I think, you know, I'll just talk. All right? I'll just talk. And listen, I don't know. I think we got to get George on a phone or whatever it is. The hotline is hot. There's too much.
Gabe, I'm here if you can hear me.
Yeah, we got you, George. But the problem is, George, when you come on, there's like a buzz and a static, George. So, when you come on, it's like talking to a walkie-talkie. So, as I just stated, all right. Sorry, George. Just shut it down, Yang. Shut it down. I don't want to go through this every night where, you know, oh, he's back again. It doesn't sound good. Just, you know, we get him on a phone or whatever. We can't have like a 10-4 walkie-talkie here. I might as well like yell off my balcony and interview somebody right now. Hey, what'd you guys think about the Seahawks game? So I'm trying to stay calm, cool, and collected. But at some point, you know, let's just give it all up. All right, we'll give it all up and just move on right now. We'll just move on. So as I was saying, the Memphis Grizzlies. Nice to see their new jerseys. They look great. You know where they looked even better? When they were in Vancouver. But, you know, the Colorado Avalanche just did this as well. All right, the Avalanche just did this, and they have the Nordique jersey. All right, they have the Nordique jersey, and it's like, dude, you know what? You've been in Colorado a long time. And not only that, you have your own history of hockey in Colorado before the Nordiques. All right, so Why do you bust out a Nordique jersey? You know, why do you put fleur-de-lis on your, like, really? Like, fleur-de-lis? Why? What do fleur-de-lis have to do with anything with Denver? The nice-looking jersey. But, you know what? It was a nicer-looking jersey when it was in Quebec as well. So, you know, the Washington Nationals did it with the Expos. You know, at least the Nationals only did it, like, once. You know, they rolled out the Expo jerseys once, and I didn't like it. It's stupid. You know, you're not that team, right? You're not that team. So it's, you know, to me, it's just come up with your own damn uniform. Like, really? Like, they have the same Grizzly even. They have the same Grizzly even. Like, you're not in Vancouver. The Grizzlies are a Vancouver thing. Are there Grizzly, you know, really? The Grizzlies walking around Memphis, the streets of Memphis. I've been to Memphis, all right? I didn't see no Grizzlies. It actually angers me. We were talking about the rivalry names and stuff like that. All right, so people are telling me that he sounded fine. People are telling me Big Will says maybe we can get Herb Dean on. Some people are saying Big Will said he actually sounded fine. Yang, you did you not hear the static, Yang, and the sort of walkie-talkie effect of like when he came on?
No, I did not hear that at all.
Because, you know, during the break, I said to George, do you hear an extreme static noise? And he said, yes, I do. And I thought it was like something else. But if you can, listen, call George, get George, and just ask him to call on a phone. Does he have a phone?
I'm sure he has a phone. I know that there was some issues with Lucy. I think that's how he may have been trying to dial in. So I'm going to have him dial from a house phone.
I know, but we know this already. So, like, we already know this. So let's, like, try to adjust on the fly a little bit quicker. You know what I'm saying? Because, it is a walkie-talkie sound effect. Like, guys, I'm really going to have a heart attack here. Yeah. Maybe it's a good thing it's Thanksgiving this week, but for the love of God, like these damn phones and this, like this system. And every week with Kurtz, even when things are fine, every week it sounds different. And listen, we love Kurtz. We love him. But even Cam, you know, whatever. Like, you know, it's Kurtz is like Close Encounters with the Kurtz kind. All right. Like, I don't know, man. It's like he's on his own planet in Long Island out there or something like that. All right. So we'll reconnect with Kurtz on the other side because we already screwed Kurtz over last night. All right. We already screwed him last night. Now he's probably hating us. We screwed him last night. Now I'm yelling at him. He's thinking I'm staying up in the middle of the night to get yelled at. Come on, talk about my Dallas Cowboys. I was ready to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. But like, I'm also ready to start smashing things right now. I really am. Exactly. Is Don on the phone? No. Don's dead, Will. Don's dead. All right. Casey's dead. Don's dead. Scooby-Doo's dead. They're all dead. They're all dead. All right. Chris Holland says he feels sorry for George. No. We'll let George yell at me on the other side here. It goes both ways. We'll take it. We'll take it from George. All right. So on the plus side, I do love George's Dallas. I do love George's Dallas Cowboys. And as I was saying, I don't put my plays in early normally, but I've been convinced that whatever, man, Dallas is the right side of this game and the number's going to move. And it, you're getting value. You get Dallas at 2.5 right now. I'd prefer to money line it, but I think Dallas are a strong play. All right. Like I think the Dallas Cowboys win this football game. I'm not going to say easily, but I think that you look at the Cowboys and the talent that this team has. You look at the talent that this team has. They're too good. There's too many good players on this team not to win a couple of football games, guys. All right? And you look at Washington, and Washington have been incredibly lucky to win the games that they did. Like, you know, incredibly lucky. Would they have beaten the Cincinnati Bengals if Joe Burrow doesn't get hurt? Probably not. Right? Listen, I was on the Bengals. I was on the Bengals, but I don't want to use it as an excuse. Because I've heard a lot of people say, oh, they would have won for sure. They would have won for sure if Joe Burrow, you know, was bad luck. Yeah, I don't know. They weren't playing great to begin with, actually. It was, you know, it could have went either way. It didn't help, obviously. It didn't help the Cincinnati Bengals losing Joe Burrow, but there was no guarantee they were going to win the game. But on a short week right now, I just don't see it. And I like Alex Smith. It's a nice comeback story. I still don't know, though, how Alex Smith loses his job to Kaepernick. Kaepernick gets banned from the league. Alex Smith, like, breaks his leg and is somehow back in the league before Kaepernick is. Sports Rage continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising the name and bid it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due! He's spinning the ball on his finger! Just take it! Take the ball! That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
All right, late night anger management class continues. Shout out to Big Will in Toronto. Says, chaos. Chaos, good for ratings, bad for Morenci's blood pressure. I guess that's the key, right? Like, That's what you guys tune in for. You like tuning in to watch Cam turn red and lose money on soccer games. And you tune in to watch me flip out about phone lines. I swear to God, guys, if you took like my 18-year career, I think that'd be about 10, 12 hours. So, you know, for anybody tuning in right now, I guess it's sort of like I might have to go see a psychiatrist. All right, just say this. They'll go, what's your problem? I'm going to go, listen, phone lines and talk shows. That's my problem. All right, so we got George Kurtz back, and we're going to go to the phone lines, actually, as well. George Kurtz, are you by there? Are you there, Mr. Kurtz?
I hope I'm here. I think I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Like you sound just like Adele. You sound beautiful. You sound great, George. How you doing?
I barely know who Adele is, so I guess I'm doing well.
Come on. Barely. So when you say you barely know Adele, you don't know who it is.
You don't know Adele,
the black guy, the rapper? He's a black guy, the rapper.
Oh, no, I had no clue.
Adele. Come on, man, Adele. He's a hardcore gangster rapper, George. Get with the times.
I've heard the name, but I would have thought female. So what can I tell you?
It is a female. It's a British. She's like the number one selling artist in the world, Kurtz.
Have you ever heard the name? I'm not listening to this.
Have you heard of Beyonce before?
Yeah. There's another reason why I may have heard and seen Beyonce.
George Kurtz. Let's say he sounds good. I was sort of exaggerating a bit. But it's good to have you here. Good to have you here, Kurtz. Thanks for joining us. Kurtz, I don't want to rub this in or anything, but because I know it's been a while since you've seen one of these, but look what I got today. Finally arrived. World Series champions, Los Angeles Dodgers. So nice, I haven't even taken it out of the pack yet. All right. I'm still waiting for my Mookie Betts jersey, though. All right, here we go.
As far as New York is concerned, since you're rubbing it in, by the way, I believe as far as New York is concerned, this is now the longest that New York has gone without a championship in any of the four major sports. Well, I think they included soccer as well, since 1915 or something silly like that.
That's crazy, huh? That's crazy. You know what? Didn't the New York Liberty win? Didn't the chick basketball team win? Or did they just win the lottery? I think. Yeah, they only won the lottery. Here's it. They just arrived. Dodgers. And listen, the Yankees do have more World Series championships than the Dodgers, but not pretty sweet, though, huh? Dodgers? I usually don't wear sports stuff on the lady. You know, I'm wearing these shirts, but I think I'm going to have to bust this out later in the week. And yeah, we got a nice in the back. Got the trophy, and you got it all there. Real sweet. Real sweet.
Just a piece of metal.
Yeah, just a dumb piece of metal. Just a dumb piece of metal. Yeah, so I apologize, George. People are like, man, Morenci's mean to Kurtz.
No, I wasn't. I was just upset about the phone, actually. It had nothing to do with you. I appreciate your time, George, so feel free to yell at me. But listen, George, let's just take this call, all right? Kevin's been patient. Kevin in Chicago checks in. Are you there, Kevin?
Hey, hi there. How you doing?
What's going on? What's going on, Kevin? How you doing?
So now it's happy, Kevin, because I got to come in here and gloat. Me and you were pretty much the only ones that called it. We're talking about the Rams. Everyone else tried to write them off. We said, nope. They're a dark horse. They're a dark horse in the division. I said they already write them off for that Miami game, but they came back, played good, and beat two impressive teams back-to-back, Seattle and now Tampa Bay. And I like their chances in the NFC. You got the Saints and Drew Brees is injured with 11 fractured ribs. They got Taysom Hill. Yeah, he had a good game, but who knows how long that will last. I like the Rams. I think they're a dark horse in division to clean up shop. And Jared Goff, yep, I called it. Jared Goff is not a bad quarterback. I know.
No, I like Goff. Goff just needs, you'll notice when there's a reason. I said the other night, Kevin, before the game, I said the Rams, it's important that they score first and get going. I didn't realize because I said if they do well early, everything goes well for them. McVay, his play calling works. Goff's confidence goes up. I didn't even know that they were 31-0 when leading at the half going into that game the other night. I didn't know that stat. So, you know, I would say it's evident. But, you know, credit to you, bro. Nobody was talking about him. And even I, you know, I wasn't talking about it. I just agreed with you. I said, yeah, I don't think they're done at all because I'm a fan of the Rams. I like what they do. I respect them. I think they're a good team. And you're right. You look at the Saints. I think the Saints are still the team to beat in that conference. But Drew Brees is out, and it's Taysom Hill, Kevin. So good call. Right now, Kevin, the Rams are 12-1 to win the Super Bowl and to win the NFC. The Los Angeles Rams are now 5-1. So when you called this out, man, they were like 20-1 and 10-1. So good call, Kevin. Next time you have a premonition and a prediction, let us know about a team.
Absolutely.
Hey. Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Take it easy.
I like Kevin in Chicago. I like how he opened up there here, George. I thought he sounded like the Joker. He came in. I was like, oh, boy. Because, you know, he's angry, Kevin, sometimes. I don't know, man. We got a bunch of dudes named Kevin to call our show from Chicago. We only take calls from Chicago, evidently. I better start talking a lot of Bull basketball and Blackhawk hockey for Kurtz. So, Kurtz, your Dallas Cowboys are back, Kurtz. How's it feel? How about them Cowboys? I'm betting big on them on Thursday. You better like them, Kurtz. Are they going to win?
Well, this is the problem, right? Because now they've suckered me back in. I was done with, all right, you know, we'll get a top five draft pick. We'll get maybe the top defensive player. Maybe we completely implode and get the number two pick, and we can trade that pick to Jacksonville for a whole bunch of other picks. Now they've suckered me back in because the division is so bad. It's just so bad. You look at the schedules for all the teams. The Cowboys do have the easiest schedule. I think this game Thursday is immensely important for Dallas because they lost to Washington the first time. Yes, I think they're the better team. I think they win the game. It's on Thanksgiving, short week. You know, I know they had to cancel practice today. The strength and conditioning coach had they're not saying what it is. It's a medical serious emergency. Medical event. I imagine it's a heart attack or a stroke, something like that. So, you know, they had to cancel practice today, but they're the better team. The bottom line is Dallas is the better team. My only worry about Dallas on Thanksgiving is this. Will the Washington defensive line make life miserable? Make life absolutely miserable for Dalton, the run game. But the bye week seemed to cure some of Dallas's problems. They moved Zach Martin to right tackle, and that seemed to be the right thing to do there. It's a little easier to play in the interior of the line than it is on the one of the tackles. They held up pretty well against Minnesota, but that Minnesota defensive line is nothing compared to Washington's. If the line can be average, doesn't need to be great, doesn't even need to be good. If it can be average, I think Dallas takes care of business here. And I think they'll be the favorite in the NFC East to win it. They have the easiest schedule, and they probably still are the best overall team.
Well, if you want to talk about talent, they have the most talent, right? They have the most talent in this division by far. That's one thing that we can all agree on, I think. And it's amazing, George, because in the last 2 days, the Dallas Cowboys have gone from plus 250 to plus 200 to win a division. Like, So this is post Minnesota. Post Minnesota win. Plus they were plus 250 on Sunday night. Here they are now at plus 200. They win this football game, they're in first place. And then you got the Philadelphia Eagles, who are plus 155 right now to win this division. They're playing the Seattle Seahawks on Monday, George. They're not beating the Seattle Seahawks. So Philadelphia is going to be behind the eight ball suddenly. And as you stated, Dallas, I just think Dallas or Dallas getting healthier at the right time. And, you know, we talked about this on Game Time Decisions today, George. To me, the key for the Cowboys is don't overthink this with Andy Dalton. Don't get stupid. Hand the damn football off to Zeke Elliott. Mix Pollard in, but just give the ball to Zeke 20 times. You'll beat Washington on Thursday, bro.
Well, yeah, I agree, right? Dalton is not Dak Prescott. You're not going to throw the ball 45 times a game, have him throw with 350 yards. You look at Dalton's stats against Minnesota, he threw with 206 yards or 204. I mean, there's nothing glorifying there. But Ezekiel Elliott finally had a 100-yard rushing game for the first time in what seems like forever. And you mentioned the Eagles. When are the Eagles winning another game, Gabe? Seattle, Green Bay, New Orleans, Atlanta, Arizona. That's the next four games. Good luck.
They're screwed.
I mean, they're playing. They won't beat any of those teams. And they'll be done before they go again. This is why Dallas is in a great position. If they beat Dallas doesn't even need to beat the good teams. Just beat the teams you should beat. Washington, they play San Fran, yet they play Cincinnati yet. And they play the Eagles and the Giants, too. You win four of that five. Forget about that. I think they play Baltimore in there as well. Maybe they'll lose to them. You're fine. That's seven wins. Seven wins wins this division. Easy. Easy. You'll run away with this division with seven wins.
Seven. Yeah. I think six. I think six is the mark, as sad as it is, which would be the lowest ever, right? 6-10. Because even years ago, that loser division, I think it was 7-9 got in. So I don't remember ever remember a 6-10. So the Dallas Cowboys schedule, guys, they host Washington, obviously, on Thursday. Then Thursday night football, next Thursday, they go to Baltimore. Tough game, but not unwinnable. Tough game. At Cincinnati without Joe Burrow versus San Francisco, who are injured, versus Philadelphia, who suck. I tell you that at New York Giants, that might be for the division, Kurtz, on January the 3rd at the Meadowlands.
Giants better hope so, but I don't think their schedule is not much easier than Philadelphia's. I don't think they make it either.
All right, so it's a lock. It's done. There's nothing more to talk about. Take the Cowboys to win a division, plus 200. All right, more with Kurtz on the other side. Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morency. Rage all you want.
What's the dumbest bet I ever heard of?
I disagree.
Class continues. I'm Renzi. Thanks, Yang in the pit. And now Manhattan. George Kurtz, Long Island, with us. But Kurtz is a Cowboy fan. And George, you're not a typical Cowboy fan. You're a pessimistic Cowboy fan. Cowboy Nation is generally known as being pretty positive and, like, overly optimistic. Like, let's be real. The Cowboys are like Michigan, all right? And I'm a Michigan fan. And every year, and even like over the last couple of years, I've been, no, guys. People are like, oh, they should be good this year. I'm like, no, they won't be. Like, they're not. Like, they're not good. They've got a lot of problems. And the Dallas Cowboys, people always overhype the Cowboys. And then, listen, people have left this football team for dead. All it took was, what's the deal with Mike McCarthy? I heard he smashed some watermelons. That's what got the team going.
Yeah, he did a little Gallagher, right? There's no video of this, and I would love to see the video of this, of Gallagher, of McCarthy doing this. Apparently, he brought his own sledgehammer on a charter. They had to bring their own watermelons, which apparently you can't find them in Minnesota at this time of year. So, whatever. You know, I don't know if that stuff truly works, if they're truly happy about it. You know, does that really motivate you? I mean, if you're in the, you know, oh, watch them smash this stuff, whatever. Maybe Gallagher's going to sue them for a copyright infringement.
You know, years ago, George, Jackie Sherrill, who was the head coach of Mississippi State at the time, they were playing Texas, and he castrated a bull, like, on the field in front of the players. Which didn't go over well with the people from PETA, needless to say. And the players were flipped out. The players didn't like it either. Like, they're like, what the hell's wrong with this guy? Like these college coaches, they come up with some pretty crazy ass things in the old days. Yeah, nowadays, you know, you get arrested. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know, like, exactly. You know, Mike McCarthy, I see that the Cowboys liked it. It was like a bonding experience. They smashed watermelons with a sledgehammer. Like you said, McCarthy, I don't know. Whatever works, it'll work for them. But you know, so you're a pessimistic Cowboy fan, though, George. I remember coming in, you're like, oh, no, I don't know about Dak even. So I'm on board now. I just think that things are going to start to go their way. They're not as bad as their record says they are. So I think things go their way. But they're also the type of team to get your hopes up, aren't they, with a win like that against Minnesota and then just suck against Washington. Like when the Cowboys are supposed to win, that's when they don't win. And I believe we were cruising.
Yeah, it was running smooth there for a second, man. But
well, for about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I know. But we're gonna go ahead and get Kurtz out of there if you want. We got Julio from Chicago, buddy.
All right. Get Kurtz back. Yeah, we'll go to Julio, but get Kurtz back after. At this point, yeah, get him back on. All right, let's go to Julio here. But I don't know, like, if Kurtz doesn't work, why Julio will work? Julio in Chicago. What's up, Julio?
Mic check. 1, 2. Is this thing on?
Yeah, yes, sir, Julio.
Okay, excelente.
Oh, don't patronize.
Excelente.
Don't patronize me, Julio. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Look, I work in radio as well, so I know when things go chaotic. It's an experience unlike any other. I'll tell you what. But congratulations to you and the whole Sports Grid crew on the announcement earlier today. Tip of the cap to you guys. I'll be brief. Card tomorrow: UEFA Champions League. Both teams to score over 2.5 goals. Gladbach, Shakhtar Donetsk. -124, an important match for both teams. They're trying to upset Madrid and Inter Milan, who are very low in the standings in that group. FC Porto, +155 as they take on Marseille. Atletico de Madrid against Lokomotiv Moscow. Give me Madrid and under 3.5 goals in a parlay, -110. Man City, Ajax, Atletico Madrid, Bayern Munich, moneyline parlay, +148. And give me Liverpool, -150 at home. I got to take that as they take on Atalanta tomorrow. Mo Salah, their top goal scorer, will be playing for Liverpool. There was concerns about his COVID testing. Yeah. I'm hunting for dogs, Gabe, tomorrow on the hardwood. And I'm also hunting for a lot of bricks. Unders is what I'm looking at in college basketball tomorrow. Some plays I'd like include Liberty, +9.5 over 123.5 against Purdue. Give me under 152.5, Wisconsin, Green Bay, Minnesota, +22 for Evansville, +20 for Texas Rio Grande Valley against the University of Texas. And the last dog I really like tomorrow, Gabe, is Southern Illinois, Edwardsville, +25 in the under 139.5 against St. Louis.
Big card, Julio, in the house. I like this, Julio. I'm going to have to, like, almost rewind and, you know, re-listen and watch to get to all these picks, because I know
that's what I like. And good luck, everyone, on your plays this week. And best of luck in your Thanksgiving turkey adventures.
Thank you, big card, Julio. All right, there's Julio in Chicago. Thanks, Julio. Is Kurtz there? Are you there, Kurtz?
I'm here.
Hey there. Yeah. Thanks.
Still here. I think I'm on mute.
Poor Kurtz. What a, when you just last night you got scratched. Well, we had issues last night. Now tonight it's been quite the adventure here, Kurtz. Same thing. Been quite the adventure, but we appreciate your patience tonight, George. And basically, I wanted to get you back on because I know that you've got a six pack of college basketball picks for tomorrow, don't you?
Sure, yeah. Absolutely. Well, is there a college is there a college football game? Listen, I actually, because I was working with Scott Wetzel in Game Live the past couple of weeks, and you know, I got into the Purdue Minnesota game on Friday night and last Friday night, and watching those watching the official calls in that game. I mean, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I watch a lot of college football.
Did you see the game? Like, I thought the pass interference.
I don't ever want to say, you know, I hate going that direction where, you know, the game is, you know, fixed or, you know, whatever's going on here. But there were some calls in that game. It's like, what the hell did you see that you're throwing a flag on this? And very concerning, to say the least.
That's funny. I noticed that, George. Yeah, you did a good job with the update. So, yeah, you're on Saturday night, so you're watching more college football now. And, yeah, you see, like, there's bad calls in the NFL, but not like that, George. You know what I mean? Like, not just egregious where it's sort of like Harlem Globetrotters, Washington Generals-ish, and sometimes in college football, where it's like, yeah, whatever, dude. Like, you're not winning. Like, that team is winning. That's the way that it is. And, you know, there's no turning back. All right, so all kidding aside, so I do like the Cowboys. And as I was saying for the 18th time, I feel like we've been on this game for an hour. But as soon as you think the Cowboys are going to win a game, that's when they let their fans down, George. I'm going to say it quickly before we lose you. No. No, this can't be true. All right. All right. Well, it's not funny, actually, bro. I guess I could laugh it off, but you know what? Unfortunately, I only have water here. It's not vodka in this bottle that I have.
Yeah, that would have been good if some of that was in there. Take the edge off a bit. I got this other guy, Kevin from Chicago. I think it's the other guy, but I think it's the same previous caller, so I can't distinguish the two right now.
We're done. Okay. Thank you. Just yeah. Yeah, we're done. We are so done. How did we manage to even have Kurtz on for as long as we did, actually? Like this show, like this stuff's going to start to take years off my life, like at some point. Like I sort of have to laugh it off, but I can't be like Jason Garrett and just keep clapping as we lose. Like, I can't turn on. It's all right. I'm turning into Jason Garrett here. Shake it off. We got to start playing the Taylor Swift, actually. I hate to say it. We're going to have to add Taylor Swift to our rotation. Shake it off. Shake it off. All right, our boy Ventura. From now on, the only communication we'll have, we just read tweets and the chat, because I can do that. I can do that. We can do that successfully. Ventura says, sorry, George. He thinks Washington wins. I don't know. We never got George's pick. He was on for about 48 minutes, but we never actually, you know, I even said, all right, I'm going to ask him fast. No. I'm not like, I'm Jason Garrett. Come on. I'm the clapper. Because I got to tell you, if I turn into Bobby Knight, then I'm going to start strangling people, all right? It could go that way as well. It could go that way as well. All right, so basically, and I did hear Kurt say he thinks Dallas wins, but he's got his concerns because he's a pessimist. I just got to answer for George. Yeah, the anticipation was a little over the top, Ventra. I can tell, Ventra, every damn time. I can tell. I can hear, right? I know George would have chuckled at the joke. I can tell Merrill isn't there, right? But there I am getting left to dry 22 times at night asking people questions that aren't there. So, yeah, but McInnes, exactly. We're waiting for Kurt. All right, we had Paul Bovey on last night. We got zero picks. We've been on for two nights, zero picks. Our guests, zero picks. I do like UCLA tomorrow, and I don't care what any of you say. Every one of you have taken Washington in this game because you're all losers, all right? You're all losers. Washington's not winning. Washington suck, okay? Washington suck. The Cowboys are going to roll them. They better win. I swear, though. Like, every guest that we have on, besides Kurtz, who's a Cowboy fan. Kurtz is a Cowboy fan. But the thing with Kurtz is, Kurtz isn't like a cheerleader Cowboy fan. He's a pessimist. But he said earlier, we got the pick earlier, he said he thinks the Cowboys win. All right, McInnes says he likes Kentucky and Morehead State. That's a classic. Morehead, old school. Kentucky and Morehead State under the number tomorrow. Venture says he's a loser. No, I'm kidding. I'm saying the Washington are losers, and you're going to be losers. Dallas are going to win. Yeah, we had Donnie Wrightside on today. Donnie likes Washington. Cam likes Washington. Paul Bowlby was on for about 3 seconds last night. He said he likes Washington. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Late night anger management class winding down. 3 minute warning. Yeah, it was an adventure. But when is it not? All right, so you know what? Programming note. I guess of all weeks, actually, it's probably a good week for this to happen. We've pretty much been on, you know, 6-7 days. A week, I don't know, for like a year or whatever. You know what? We were off for a couple of days when the pandemic hit, right? When the pandemic hit and everyone sort of panicked for the first few days, AI, we were off for like a week or something like that. But, you know, we've been on like all the way through everything all the time. So we're not on Thursday night. Me and Cam will be on during the Washington-Dallas game. So me and Cam will be on. And you know what's crazy? Cam does like Washington a lot. The best is Cam says, Washington always play Dallas tough. He goes, they always play them tough and cover on Thanksgiving. So I'm like, yeah, they played 3 years ago on Thanksgiving, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Cowboys were 7-point favorites. They won by 8. So the Cowboys covered. He's like, no, it wasn't 8. I'm like, yeah, that was the final score, 31-23. He's like, no, they covered. I'm like, they didn't cover. And then we looked the other time on Thanksgiving. They didn't cover. Like, it's funny. Oh, they always play them tough. They can. I don't know. The Cowboys are an erratic team, but I do like the Cowboys in that game. I also like the Houston Texans. I do like the Houston Texans. You know, that game's a train wreck. There's nothing worse than losing that early Thanksgiving game to Detroit. Because you always say to yourself, even if you don't like the game, you're like, well, I don't really love this game, but, you know, let's get the day started here. It's like the London NFL game. Whether you like it or not, you end up betting it. And if you win, it's super cool because you're up already going into the rest of the day. And if you lose, you're like, oh, God, I'm down $350 because I just lost on a Jaguar game in London at 6 in the morning. It's a cold world. It's a cold world. I'm seeing here people, BYU are looking for a game, and people are like, oh, play them, Cincinnati. I wouldn't do it if I was either one of them. Why? For everyone's entertainment? Why, do I amuse you? Am I a clown? You think it's funny? BYU and Cincinnati, you guys play each other. Nobody cares. Doesn't help them in the rankings. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.